Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there. It is your favorite show host, and I'm back with a vengeance. Gotta say, I've really, truly missed each and every single one of my loyal listeners. You know, I had to take a sabbatical. Your girl just got married, and I am so honored to be upgraded to wifey status thanks to my hubby I love so dearly and so much. You know, it was so awesome. You guys, I know a lot of you wanted to see pictures of the wedding. I wasn't going to post any. I'm going to be totally honest. I was not, because I felt like it was a very sacred, intimate moment. But then I remember how a lot of Beyonce fans were angry at her because she didn't post her wedding. And not that we had to, like, get all in the details of the wedding, but just to feel a part of it and to just, we've watched her blossom and bloom, you know, over the years. And I actually had a lot of my fans write me. They're like, Sugar, when you gonna post these pictures? I want to see you dressed. Let me, even family members that were out of town and did not make the wedding, you know, they were emailing me and they're like, when are you gonna see it? And so I spoke with my husband about it, and he's like, you know what, babe, this is the happiest day of our life. We should be proud of it. So let's just go ahead and let's post some pictures. And I'm really glad that I did. You know, I just kind of wanted to, you know, when you're happy, you want to share that with the world. And so this is the route that we decided to take. And I said, you know what, I'm really glad that we did that, you know. But at the end of the day, it is truly a blessing, you know, to be able to stand before God with the man that you love and with the family that you support and love so dearly. And so I got to say thank you all for all the wonderful comments, all of the congratulations. Y'all know I love you from the bottom of my heart. Had to take some time, though, to bond with my husband and my children. And so this is what life is about, cherishing precious moments. And so I do have some awesome things that I wanted to talk about. Wanted to launch it off. Since I'm a newlywed, I found a phenomenal, phenomenal statement from Your Marriage is Your First Ministry. I want to read this because these are phenomenal words of wisdom for married couples and those who want to get married one day. It says, I've seen so many couples who get married and then change their relationship, go sour. Why is that? Well, I can't completely answer that, but I can tell you this. Marriage is a serious commitment. It's deeper than just a couple saying I do and signing some papers. It's a covenant, which is a sincere, deep agreement. Many people don't realize the significance of the commitment and vows they're making before not only their partner, but God as well. They let the idea of being married burden them. They forget about the love and playfulness they had before they got married. Instead of just worrying about self, they have to worry about the other person as well. And some people, just to keep it real and be honest, some people are just too selfish to get married. Now, if you can't say amen, say ouch on that one. When we stand before God and confess our love for your spouse, you better mean it. God hates divorce. The enemy wants to destroy marriage, but it's your choice. You can buckle down in prayer and fasting and kick the enemy to the curb, or you can buckle down and collapse. You have the choice. Victory is yours if you want it. Think about this as well. When you confess your love for God, do you continue to do bad, and does your heart desire to do better? Your marriage should do the same thing. And as a spouse, you shouldn't make the burden heavy. Instead, make each other's load lighter, just as Jesus told us he would do for us. Awesome. I love it. The author, whoever wrote this, I had to read that because marriage truly is something that should be taken seriously. And this is the time now. If you've been married for years, if you've been married for weeks, days, if you're engaged, marinate on that. Think about what it truly means to be married. I have another quote I want to read that I got from another author. And this is Catherine Price's ministry. I actually posted this on Facebook. It says, "The truth, when you hurt your spouse, you hurt yourself. You are one flesh. Stop trying to get back and walk in love. A soft answer turns away wrath. To be a peacemaker means that there will be times to make peace in. That's the test. You have to choose to do what is right in that moment." God bless you. Thank you so much, Catherine. That was awesome. You know, then there's a picture of a couple, which is so beautiful. It has a man and woman united together. They're holding hands. They have their wedding rings on, and each of them are kissing one side of the Bible. Beautiful, coming together with God's word. So, yes, I wanted to start it off with that. Speaking of marriages, also, for those of you who follow Evelyn Lozado on Basketball Wise and Chad, now Johnson, he's legally changed his name. Evelyn was not playing. She meant it when she said, "When we get married, you're going to change your name back to Johnson. I'm going to be a Johnson, not an Ocho Cinco." I ain't mad at her for that. They got married on the 4th of July. Wow, what an amazing day, huh? Fireworks certainly were popping. Shawnee and Susie attended. Many wanted to know, did Jennifer attend? And the answer is no, Jennifer did not attend. However, Tammy Roman didn't attend either. We don't know if there's any beef there. There's been a lot of speculation. But at the end of the day, I truly believe that Tammy is just a woman on the move. She's got some great things happening, and she's busy. You know, she's just extremely busy. She's got a lot of things in the works. So go ahead, Tammy, my hat is off to you. Those of you who watched the reunion, I felt it was very emotional, very touching. And I got to give it up. One thing Evelyn can admit, and Tammy, both of them were women enough to admit their mistakes and what they did was not right. And so I got to show you mad love for that, because it takes a true woman to stand up and admit when you are wrong. Moving on to the latest tragedies I want to get into, the largest one that's been all over the news, with the Colorado movie theater masquerade. That was awful. Many of you who have seen the pictures of the shooter, he does look a hot triple mess. His name is James Holmes. He was only 24 years old. He was not cooperating with the authorities. It's been told that he's lawyered up and he's not talking to anyone. What do you got to say after that? President Obama, love my president. Oh, I love him so much. He visited the families yesterday of the victims of the movie theater masquerade and some of the survivors as the suburban community mourned its losses. Investigators tried to find a motive for one of the worst gun violence cases in U.S. history. So, so sad. Words are always inadequate in these kind of situations, but my main task is to serve as representative of the entire country and let them know we are thinking about them and will continue to think about them each and every day, Obama stated. The awareness that not only all Americans, but much of the world is thinking of them might serve as some comfort. President Obama went to the University of Colorado Hospital, where 23 out of 70 victims were treated. He had praised the magnificent efforts of the local police and singled out the story of one young woman's heroic action to stop a wounded friend's bleeding as the gunmen continued to fire. There were 12 people killed, 58 or more were injured in the attack inside of a crowded movie theater. Unbelievable. The mind of some people, huh? What was he going through? I mean, golly, life is never that bad. Hey, Goga, I see you there. What's going on, Goga? One of my loyal fans is in the building. I appreciate your support. Your girl is back in action. Yes, so thank you so much for joining me today. I do see you there, and I see a lot of anonymous guests in the chat. I'd love to encourage you to take this time to please create a user account. It is complimentary. And make sure that you lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you'll be notified when we have shows. I've been taking some time off over the last few weeks enjoying my honeymoon status. Thank you. Glad to have you back. Oh, you're so awesome. Thank you, Goga. I'm doing two shows this week, actually. I have my makeup artist that did my makeup the day of my wedding. She had me feeling like a beautiful black queen. Okay, she did a thing on my makeup. And so, like I said, I do have pictures posted. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, I did post a few. I might even put one on Twitter to show some love for my loyal fans. Let them know your girl is married now. I was married. Yes, I'm off the market, but I got a good man, and I'm grateful for that. All right, but going on to some more tragedies, which is extremely sad. Usher's stepson, Kyle Glover, has passed away after his parents agreed to take the child off life support. He was on life support for 21 days after he lost consciousness following a jet ski accident on Lake Lanier in Georgia. It's really sad and tragic. He was only 11 years old. He's the singer of ex-wife Tamika Foster. Excuse me. He is the son of Usher's ex-wife, Tamika Foster, who was declared brain dead by the doctors after he was knocked out when an inflatable raft that he was playing on collided with a watercraft driven by a family friend. Oh, my heart goes out to that family. We're going to send our condolences and our prayers from Brown Sugar Radio. We are praying for you, Tamika and Usher. I know this has got to be a very tragic time. I also recently experienced a family tragedy last October when my niece was hit and killed by a drunk driver, so I know what you're going through. Just really, really unfortunate. His mother wrote, I want to write the statement that Tamika Foster had sent for her son. It says, "We know God is in control, and we are leaning on our faith in him and his word at this most difficult time. We firmly believe in the power of prayer and ask that you will all continue to pray and lift Kyle up, as it's the best we can all do to support him now." Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Wow. Yeah, that's truly the best thing to do, is just give it to God and ask the Lord to help you, you know, deal with it day by day. I know it's a very, very hard process. I'm still not over the fact that my niece is gone. I don't believe I ever will be. But what I can tell you is that every day God has given me his grace, and he's given me the strength to wake up and to face another day. And so in spite of what the enemy has tried to do, I can honestly tell you that I'm holding my head high, and I'm praising God through the midst of every single second. Moving on to more Hollywood headlines, I am really excited about this one. I haven't watched, I'm going to be totally honest, American Idol in quite some time. I love J-Lo, I really do. However, Fox News has reported that it is a definite Mariah Carey will be a judge on American Idol. The network announced the television show and the tour and all this on Monday, that Mariah Carey, which is today, will be joining the singer competition for season 12, not 12 seasons. They had that stated wrong. Oh, wow. It says, as a singer, songwriter, and producer, it's going to be fun and rewarding to help find new talent and give back with American Idol, Mariah Carey said in a statement. I'm currently in the studio working on my new album and its first single called Triumph, which will be out early next month. I can't wait to channel my creative energy as a part of this show, which is a massive global phenomenon. That is so awesome, Mariah. Good, 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 good for you. It says, Mariah Carey is the real deal. Not only is she one of the best-selling artists and performers on the planet, and one of the world's most gifted vocalists. She is also a successful songwriter, record producer, and actress. And that is from Mike Darnell, president of Alternative Entertainment at Fox. Congratulations. Wow. Awesome, awesome. The singer's husband, Nick Cannon, last week joked that Idol couldn't afford his superstar wife. He said, Nick is a fool. He says, I don't know if they can afford a Mariah Carey. Then he told TMZ, if they gave Jennifer Lopez $20 million, they might have to double that. Look at him. He's so silly. I wonder how he's been doing. You know, he had been battling, having problems with his kidneys. He had been in and out of the hospital. And so I'm hoping that, you know, God's been healing his body and what's been going on with him and just him strengthening. Because he's got those twins. You got to be strong for them twins, honey. Speaking of twins, it's been reported that Chloe and Lamar Odom are expecting twins. Don't know how true that is. I don't have a solid confirmation. As of now, I guess it's just hearsay. But it has been reported that they are expecting twins. So congratulations to them. Well, this has certainly been a short but sweet segment. Just wanted to come on air, let you hear my voice. Want to talk about what's going on in the world today. Oh, a couple of more things I wanted to mention. Katherine Jackson is okay. She's fine. She was reported missing by her grandchildren. And, of course, that stirred up a lot of chaos and commotion. Many were concerned. They wanted to know what is going on with Katherine Jackson. She went to rest in Arizona. And, hey, she took a sabbatical also, all right, and just got some much-needed rest and relaxation due to doctor's orders. So she's okay, all right? Wanted to put that out there. And this is really sad, sad news as far as Tom Cruise and his wife. They are, I guess, splitting. You know, it's like, ah, wow, I don't know. Do many Hollywood couples make it? Jada and Will Smith, they are fighting for their marriage. I'm so proud of them. I pray they continue to last and stay together because they look so cute to me. They really do. But anyway, speaking of, one of the last thing I'd like to report, the Dark Knight Masquerade movie theater shooting. It's been talked about now how this could prompt massive, expensive security changes at movie theaters now. Look, first it was the airports with this 911 drama, and now the movie theaters. So this is just really unfortunate. I think at the end of the day, we just have to know, hey, you just really got to just stay prayed up. You know, that's the honest to God truth. You just got to pray and just continue to know that you can do miracles and you can make things change. Prayer changes things. So, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and close for today. I just wanted you to hear my voice. I wanted to, you know, familiarize myself again. I know I have been a stranger for a while, but I do love each and every one of you. Make sure you check your girl out on Facebook for all of the new fans that are here today. Join me at Brown Sugar Radio fan page. Also, too, keep it locked on Twitter at Brown Sugar Radio. And, I'm on Skype now. Look at me on Brown Sugar Radio. I'd love to air some shows live. That is my next project that I'm working on. So it's been nice, and I've got to go ahead and close. But I want to say that you guys are phenomenal. Thank you for all the love and the support that you have given to this show. Continue to spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio. The thought of the day that I'd like to leave you with is that if you decide that you want to be successful, success will come your way. It's all about your decision and choices. All right, well, have a fabulous day and be blessed.